This is Natalie Wee reading Self-Portrait as Pop Culture Reference for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. Self-Portrait as Pop Culture Reference. I was born in 1993, the year Reggie Kabiko became the first Asian American to win the New York and Poets Cafe Grand Slam. I want these facts to mean something to each other. The way a room is just a room until love or its inverse tells me what to do with the person standing in it. Once, I stood on a street corner and a white woman, stunned by the horizon I passed through to be here, put her hands on my face to relearn history. I was named after a movie star who died by drowning, a streetcar named Desire gone now in the water, and split an ocean every year to see my mother again. The first man I loved named me after a dead American and crushed childhood into a flock of hands. The women I loved taught me that water cures anything that ails, given enough thirst. I speak thirst, sharpened the tongue that slithered through continents and taught my ancestors to pray its name. I pray its name and so undertake the undertaker. It prays my Mandarin name and so I watch Chinese dramas with bright-eyed bodies to forestall forgetting my own. I've watched my skin turn fragrant ornament, thrown over women, the color of surrender, and they were praised for wearing it. I wake wearing my skin and praise myself for waking. My skin. This well-worn hide I fold into a boat sturdy enough to bisect any body of water was made from light breaking through my mother's hands. My mother lifting her fingers to the sky and inventing a story where she touched and swallowed it whole. I swallowed every name I was given to spit them back better. To write is to cradle memory and creation myth both and emerge with the fact of your hands. I praise the first book that touched me, because it was beautiful, because it was written by a stranger born looking just a little like me and that made him beautiful. And in it, I find every person I've loved into godhood, tunneling through the page and beyond the echo of those beloved trees allowing breath, their shadows blurring into a wave, rich and urgent, to greet me.